Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem: in days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All nations shall stream to it.
Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Okay, so I'm very clearly not Pastor John today. Like Robert said earlier, John is enjoying an extended period of Thanksgiving with his father, who he hasn't seen since he started here very much. So if you'll give Robert and I a little bit of grace this morning, we're going to talk to you about what today is. Does anybody know what today is besides being Sunday? First day of Advent. You guys are a lot better than the little guys in the first service. So it's the first day of Advent. So I can say happy first day of Advent. I could also tell you happy New Year, because Advent is the first season on the Christian liturgical calendar. So in case you didn't know that, it came a little bit early this year for you. So during Advent, we do waiting. You heard Robert and Elizabeth talking about it with the candle. And so this week, you've probably been decorating, getting ready for Christmas. You just got through eating all that food for Thanksgiving. Maybe you're already starting on your shopping list for your grandkids, yourselves, your spouses. Maybe you're already planning your holiday meals. We do a lot of planning and preparation in this time. And one of the fun things that we get to do is make a wish list. And so when Robert told me that he was going to be talking about hope today, I thought I would help him with a little bit of sermon preparation. So I've been asking people what's on their Christmas wish list. So anybody here want to shout out what's on their Christmas wish list? What's on your list, Tracy?
Okay, I've been praying and thinking about this, and I would hope that when I have my family together, and I've wanted to do this a long time, and have gifts, but in the gifts, not gifts for them, but ask them to help others in the community, in the world, and my wish is that they would be happy about those gifts.
That's a good one. Mackie or Anna, do you have anything on your wish list yet? Nothing? Your poor mom. She's got a long way to go. Anybody else have anything on their wish list? What about you, Caitlin? You told me in the first service. Oh, that's right. She wants an acceptance to college. So just in case nobody knew what was on their Christmas list, on Wednesday before we went home for Thanksgiving, I asked the staff what was on their Christmas wish list. So Pastor John, in a very pastory way, told me he wants peace in our nation for Christmas. But then he came and found me a little bit later when nobody was around, and he said, "I would like for everybody to get along for Christmas, but I will settle for a new golf club." So that's on his list. Our wonderful office administrator, May, she has a long list. She wants a new purse with lots of pockets, a new wallet to put in it. She would like a 2-quart Le Creuset pot, and she's been collecting the Hallmark Snoopy crochet this year, so she's missing a few pieces, and she wants to complete her set. Gabe, our worship leader, he really wants a vinyl player. Emphasis on the really was what he told me. Maria Reyes said she would like a new small car, but she would settle for a purse or a sports watch. Mitch Schrader, our wonderful handyman, says he would like a new car for his wife so he can stop driving her around. I asked Rose Cole, who was around. She would really like good health and a new shredder. My mom was in the office helping me Wednesday, and she wants a healthy baby grandson who will be born soon from my sister, and she wants an Amazon gift card. And I said that I wanted to renew my passport and get some new clothes. So those are our Christmas wish lists. So Robert, now you're ready to talk about wishes and hopes, right?
And we do this at the first service, or the 9 o'clock service, and I'm gonna try it now. I'm going to invite all the kids to come up here and sit with me just around this time. Yay, look, there's kids here. Perfect timing. You're a kid, follow Emily's lead, remember? So acolytes are, you're young, you're kids, Elizabeth's a kid, all right. Anybody else that feels like a kid is welcome to join us up here too. We have an object lesson up in this space. So it's for you all as well. It's also for them. Somebody's getting pointed at. Who is it? Oh, Ed. Ed, you want to come up? All right, you don't have to. So Caitlin just made eye contact. So we know what today is, right? Caught it? First Sunday of Advent? Good, right? Do we know what the theme for the first Sunday of Advent is? Hope, good job. All right. Hey, buddy. Hope is the theme for the first Sunday of Advent. We talked about wish lists, things that we want, and you can have a seat right, by Mr. Matthew. When we think of a wish list, like a Christmas wish list, it's like crossing our fingers, hoping it's going to happen. We hope somebody was listening to what we want. We hope somebody's going to get it. That's a little bit different than the hope that we're going to talk about today. Hope isn't about crossing our fingers and waiting for something to happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. When we talk about hope, we're talking about things that are going to happen. Now, I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I'm going to put everybody on the spot. Were you paying attention to the scripture? Today's scripture was God's wish list. But it's not a wish as in, I hope it happens. It's a wish list as in, it's gonna happen. Can you think of, and you have the text, it's not cheating to look at it, can you think of the things from today's scripture that were on God's it's gonna happen list? What?
Family, friends, pets, food, home.
Oh, you're thinking of the things that we were thankful for. The 9 o'clock service, we sang a song, the things that we're thankful for, the things that we hope we continue to get. So yeah, listening at first service, right on, sister. The it's gonna happen list. You can look at the text. What do we got?
New shoes?
I could use new shoes for Christmas. People learning from God. Oh, what do you got?
Toys.
Oh, look at that. Cheat sheet. There you go. The what?
Toys.
The mountain of the Lord will be established. We're hearing from people out there, so don't interrupt. That's right. Lois says, the mountain of the Lord will be established. Where God is, people will be, and it will be known. There's one. Hold on, buddy. Let's let people out there answer now. What else? The mountain of the Lord will be established. What do you got? What's that? Arguments will be settled. We won't be fighting anymore. It's up there. Look at that. A test with the answers already given to you. Nation will not take up sword against a nation. We won't even learn how to make war.
New friends?
That's right. We're not going to be fighting with each other. We'll be friends with each other. The things that we have that we use to destroy will be transformed into things that will give life. We'll learn from God. We will receive that instruction and do those things. So is your hand up, Jim? No. It was literally up, but you weren't offering an answer. That is God's it's gonna happen list. And we use today to get ready for tomorrow. Hope is not about crossing our fingers. Hope is about getting ready. New trees. There are actually visions in Isaiah of trees. You have tape on your chest. We have visions in Isaiah of trees growing and being fertile, us planting fields and eating their food. Now, I have an item in here. Some of you know what's in here. Don't give away the answer. If you already saw what's in here, let other people have a guess. I know you know what's in there. I think Elizabeth knows what's in there. You know what's in there, so don't give it away. But have a seat right here. All right. I'm going to ask you. I know, but I'm telling you not to say that. There is something in here that represents hope. Something in here that represents hope and what we do to get ready. What we do to get ready. All right. Yes, Caitlin?
Is it a college acceptance letter?
There's not a college acceptance letter in here. I'm sorry. Good guess. It's something for everybody.
Hello.
Something for everybody. Let's see. I'm going to have you go stand back with Mom. Or here, go to Danny. We're going to go over here. Because you're struggling. You're struggling to help. And if you can come back and help, you can come back. Oh. I hope he makes it to Mom. All right. He's making it. All right. So in this box is not a college acceptance letter.
Everyone's going to need one eventually.
A lot of people have received one. A lot of people are looking forward to one, but it's not that. A guess, Aaron?
Food?
It's not food in here. Good guess, though. What? A Bible? Good guess. It's not a Bible in here. There is something in here. I know you know what's in there. Got a guess, Mackie? No? No guess at all? Okay. What is it?
Flowers?
Flowers, not flowers. All right. Oh, look at that. What is it?
Lights.
Lights. Come on, Samuel said it. He was up here. He told everybody there's lights in it. How did you not know? It's lights. Light. I know. It's lights. Thanks. What do we do with lights? Yeah, we decorate with them, plug them in. What do you say? We put them up. Why do we put them up? Have you ever thought about our Christmas traditions and why we do the things that we do? We bring a tree into our house for Jesus. Makes sense.
That's what I asked you last night.
I know. It's a wacky thing. What else do we do? But lights are a big part of our Christmas traditions. I'm going to pass this here. Take a light, pass it across the front of us here. Keep it going all the way across. Take one light and pass it down. There you go. So it gets all the way across. Can it get all the way to Aaron over there? You could do that, yeah, take the whole thing. I'll keep this end over here. You ever taken a good look at what we now think of as old-timey classic light bulbs, what's in them? Just metal, carbon filament, wire. That's right. You could see it. We've got clear light bulbs up here. What do they do?
Light up.
Not by themselves. They are meant to light up when they have power going through them. What are they doing in the meantime?
They are just sitting dull.
Just sitting, being dull. Maybe we could say they're waiting. They've done the work, maybe, to get ready. The elements from the earth that are put into the light bulb, the glass, the plastic, all of that craftiness that goes into making a light. It's a pretty complex little thing there. I like looking at things that we see around us every day and imagine how amazing it is to get that to come together. And all that work has been done. Just like the text tells us, some work has to be done. We've got to take those swords and beat them into plowshares. We've got to take those spears, turn them into pruning hooks. And it takes work to either get ready for violence or it takes work to either get ready for life-giving. And these lights are waiting. Ready? Let's see what happens. I need to move your foot there for a second. Almost. Can I get this open? Can you do that? My old man fingers ain't working. There we go. Here we go. Ready? What do they do? That's what they do. They work. And when a light is doing what it's supposed to be doing, it's brilliant.
This is brilliant. Another word for shiny.
Yeah, that's right. It's shiny. It's bright. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. I mean, it's also really great. So take a look at that. The light is shining. And what a wonderful metaphor. And I don't know if any of you would be embarrassed to admit it. You ever use a nightlight?
I do at Grandma and Grandpa's house because their house is like pitch black.
That's right. Grandma and Grandpa's house is pitch black. So you'd like to have a nightlight. Feel a little bit safer. The idea of a nightlight to feel braver. The idea of a light that helps us see in unfamiliar places. The idea of a light as a beacon to help us know where to go.
Like a foghorn.
Like a lighthouse. So we use today to get ready for tomorrow. We wait. We prepare. So that when this power comes, we're able to shine the way that we're supposed to. The way that we were created to. The effort that goes into making this light is its waiting. Waiting expectantly. And then when the power comes, it shines. And so in your bulletins, I put an insert, or may put an insert in there for us. I asked May to put an insert in there so that we can maybe think of some things that we might do to do that work of getting ready. And it's not an exhaustive list at all. It's just some things that I thought of. So,
why is the light flickering?
I don't know. Oh, something happened. We lost the light. That half works over there. I'll unplug it just in case. Don't anybody get shocked. No, they're not broken. It's fine. It's unplugged. But if you look at the list in your bulletin, like I said, it's not exhaustive. If we think about, I don't remember it by heart, so I need to refer to the list. But it's things that we might do between now and Christmas to beat our swords into plowshares. Which of these things, and you don't have to choose one, and I left an option down there at the bottom, is or something that you can think of. What do we do already? Well, hold on. I'm going to just crowd out here. So you've done a lot of answering. Now let's look at them. Everybody make eye contact with somebody out there. Is there someone that you've had a conflict with from whom you need to seek forgiveness or extend forgiveness? To seek out reconciliation and prepare ourselves for the coming of God's power. Maybe. Is there an opportunity for you between now and Christmas to commit to a regular time of silent prayer or reflection? Each day, maybe. Can you do that? I'm thinking about moving from the individual to maybe the congregational. I think of the work that we do in our congregation. Can you join locally with others to intentionally work for the well-being of others?
Why do you? Yes. I would just like to say, I think the well-being of our church needs no texting.
Maybe they're sending me a message.
No Facebooking either. Of our church. For the well-being.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's just a group thing.
All right. Yeah. Called out by Caitlin.
I think your sermon is more important than a Facebook message.
I'll take it. I'll say
this. I hope that you think the same.
Yeah. Maybe they were posting on Facebook right now the message, saying, we're here hearing a good message. All right, but I'm with you, sister. Yeah, I hope so too. All right. Contribute to a peacemaking cause. There are a number of them out there, and when I was familiar with Heifer International and the United Methodist Peace with Justice Program, and then I looked up Wounded Warriors and the work that they do, it's an incredible project. And it's like a very tangible metaphor for turning a sword into a plowshare. And people that are, you know, veterans that are coming back with mental health issues, with physical issues, are having their lives transformed. They're doing incredible work, good work. I think that is an incredible example of using today to prepare for tomorrow. Maybe you'd like to know more about people who have done inspirational things. Read a book on them. These are just simple, everyday, ordinary things that you can do to help today prepare for tomorrow. Yes, one more thing?
Water your plants twice as well if tomorrow's a busy, really busy day.
Oh, there you go. Thinking of the future, using today to prepare for, taking care of our plants and our animals. Let's go. And I'm going to wrap it up now. I'm going to wrap it up, and I want us to take two things from this. Right. Hope is not sitting with our fingers crossed. Hope is waiting with expectation, expecting something to happen. And then the second piece is that we use today to prepare for tomorrow, for what we're expecting. I'm going to wrap it up now, so we're going to be all
done.
Oh, this is a really good example. This is actually, I'm glad I didn't step on that one. Our youngest one, Phoebe, loves oatmeal. I make a really incredible oatmeal. All the kids love oatmeal, but there's this why Phoebe stands out, and rice cereal. But you have to make it the night before, right? In order, the way we make it, you have to make it the night before. We use the real oats, not the pressed one. So you have to make it the night before. It sits on the pot overnight, and it's amazing in the morning. And why it counts as something for peace is if there were a symbol for each of my children, Elizabeth would be a brain. Samuel would be a heart, because his feelings and who he is really out there. But Phoebe would be a fist. She is
feisty.
Super feisty.
She bit me.
She loves oatmeal. In the morning, she'll say, "What's for breakfast?" She loves oatmeal and she loves pancakes. If we say oatmeal, she cheers, she claps, she's very excited. Same thing with pancakes. This past week, it's a little bit embarrassing to reveal these things about my children. She saw a bowl on the table and she thought it was oatmeal. She goes over there very excited and she saw it was yogurt and not oatmeal. She literally flipped it off the table. Of course, that's not allowed, but it gives you a sense of what Phoebe is like. So, if you want to do something that makes for peace in our household, you make oatmeal the night before. We prepare the day before for what's coming tomorrow. Maybe that's a very good example. But I want us to be thinking about that and using the first day of Advent to be thinking about that. The first Sunday is about hope. It's getting our hearts ready for what is coming. We know that Jesus is coming. We know that Christmas is about his arrival. This is the beginning of our year as Christians. And the text is telling us this is what God's not wish list, but gonna happen list is. That this vision from Isaiah is for us. It's an invitation to get ready. So thanks for being up here, all y'all. Thanks for holding the lights. We're gonna transition out of this time. It has to end eventually. So I'll take this light back.
Bit me when I'm trying to touch it.
You don't need to tell everybody that she bit you.